Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday morning edition. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. And let's not forget about all the linemen out there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas getting all the power back on. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, back for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
How would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
I'd be delighted.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got a little note here from my good friend Wayne Allen Root over in Las Vegas, and he was talking about the radical occupation and looting of Joe Biden's brain. You want to hear this?
Sure.
Here is the speech President Trump should give to explain the difference between the fake image of Joe Biden, the blue-collar fighter for the middle class, and the reality of the new Joe Biden, radical Marxist, out to destroy everything we hold dear. America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, the U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, police, military, and the great American middle class. Because America has to understand the truth. And that was the old Joe Biden has been hijacked. Now, radicals have now occupied his brain. And the Joe Biden standing before you is nothing like the old Joe. It's not his fault. The old Joe is gone. He clearly has dementia. He's a shell of his former self. His brain has been hijacked, occupied, and looted. Now, poor old helpless Joe is just a tool of the radical socialist, Marxist, America-hating, extremist, revolutionary, and anarchists. That's from Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah, well, I think he's right. Joe Biden is being manipulated. There's no doubt about it. It's hard to believe that, as Wayne was saying right there, that somehow this is the old Joe. It's just not. Maybe this was 10 years ago. It might be a different story. Who knows? But again, you know, Captain, the primary voters picked Joe Biden. I think this was such a shock to the radical, more radical elements of the party and other candidates who were running, but they seized upon that. And so they've, as we're hearing here in this article, they've sort of taken over everything, and they're just biding their time for Kamala Harris to become president if they can get Joe Biden across the finish line.
Yep. Now, the other thing is that Fox News reporter Mike Tobin, who's out of Chicago, but he's up in Kenosha right now, described what he saw, seeing rioters pre-party in the parking lot where buses brought them in before the big show of destruction in Kenosha happened the first night out.
Yeah, I guess we filed this under just another day at the office for these folks. It is very, very serious, and I'm trying to be funny, but it's very, very serious. See, again, this is where people need to understand and hear this kind of thing.
Yep.
Because otherwise it's never going to hit critical mass, because people are being told that these are spontaneous. You know, people are coming out of the woodwork so that they can protest, but that's not it. This is a planned thing.
Yep, absolutely. And there is a trend right now developing, and Real Clear Politics, Todd mentioned something about putting up where they can see all the different races. Well, the website is Real Clear Politics. That's where you go. Every race you can think of is there, from county in various states to state elections to the federal elections or whatever. It's all there on Real Clear Politics. You can see what I see, because I use that because it's very accurate. Now, the other thing is that when you take a look at the polls right now, the president is just gaining, and has been ever since the convention, and even during the convention, during the Democrats' convention, he gained a bunch of points. Not Joe Biden. Joe Biden got no bounce at all out of his convention. Donald Trump is, and we're starting to see that, because the polls are starting to go more in the direction of Donald Trump, and the gaps that were there are all being closed, and most of the polls now in a lot of the states are within the margin of error.
Well, that's right. And also, I think the Democrats, their internal polling is also, it's got to be terrifying them. This is
it
why
is.
They, yeah, this is why they,
that's why Biden's out on the road right now.
That's right. So that's why he went out and, you know, he said about, it's so weird. Why, how can he justify saying that President Trump mouths the words law and order when it's Joe Biden who's mouthing the words law and order, by the way?
And actions speak louder than words, because he's the one that came out and said, we're going to reallocate funds from the police department. We're going to bring in psychologists and psychiatrists to deal with the mentally unstable that cause a lot of these calls that the police get. Really? Tell that to somebody that's got a gun, knife, or a club.
Absolutely.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. And I will tell you that there's gold waiting in your windshield. Now, if you give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty if you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. And if you're here in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required because from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Remember, you get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America, and make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
Right on cue. Yep. All righty. Well, here we go again, because the FBI... And this is out by you, and I can only imagine this, and they must have thought Iron Man was flying by them. The FBI is probing a report that a man in a jetpack flew near planes making their final approach at LAX in Los Angeles at about 3,000 foot. What the heck?
Well, Captain, according to the American Airlines pilot, this is a direct quote. They said, "Tower American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack." That's pretty extraordinary.
It's wild.
And especially at that altitude, because it's iffy that a jetpack could fly that high, basically. But here's the thing, when you have pilots professional pilots reporting something like this, they have no reason to report something goofy or, you know, for no good reason. So it does beg the question, you know, what exactly happened, this, or in other words, something happened. Some have theorized that this could be some kind of stunt that was being done, or it could have been a misidentification of a Mylar balloon or something like that. But the FBI is looking into it. LAPD did a flyover of the area. They didn't see anything that would match any of this. So stay tuned.
Well, somebody in a jetpack may or may not show up on radar.
Well, that's very true, because they would be so so small, relatively speaking, more like a bird or something like that.
Like a big bird.
Yeah, but again, what this does, though, because jetpack in this case, but drone is also very, very dangerous, to contemplate and to think about, especially because of the obvious safety reasons and obvious things that in terms of people that would have bad intentions. So they're going to run this down. The FBI will get to the bottom of it.
Now, Fox News just had an amazing August because they were the most watched primetime network. Again, I don't know how many times that's happened. But Sean Hannity, of all things, Sean Hannity had the best viewership numbers that he's ever had in his history of over 20 years of being on television.
Well, I'm not surprised about that, Captain, because people are looking for, again, as much information as they can get. But at the same time, this election is like no other, in the modern era of politics. It is a true choice between either we're going to continue down, the road of opportunity, of having people be able to work hard, get ahead in life, live the American dream, and create those opportunities, or we're going to start really going down a bad road where you have people who literally want to lord it over you. There's a huge difference. People who want to empower you versus people who want to lord it over you. Big time.
And by the way, conservative radio is getting some really significant numbers these days. Our numbers that we can see are the highest that they've been in a long time, and they continue to grow, and that's a good thing.
Oh, it's excellent. Absolutely. And especially here on the third watch, the overnight hours, this is important stuff we're talking about here. Yeah.
Yeah, it beats worrying about getting beamed up by some spaceship or something like that. I just have to throw that in there for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'm going over right now and looking at one place here, and you'll know what I say when I tell you this. We're on the front page.
All right, that's great.
Yep,
yes.
We're on the front page right up there with the big boys right now, so there you go. But that's what happens, and in some markets we're the number one show at night, it's all good. It's all good. Now, the administration, the Trump administration, is going to be sending the states these rapid virus kits this month. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that is...
The test kits,
exactly. Because, obviously, a while back, I had a colleague of mine. They had, they were feeling sick. They had some symptoms. They had a COVID test, and it took 5 days to get the results back. And that's 5 days of, obviously, of worry. It's 5 days of wondering whether or not you might have, gone and infected somebody else inadvertently, this kind of thing. And, of course, then thankfully the test came back negative. They did not have coronavirus. But the rapid tests are really going to be the only way where we can start moving forward in certain aspects of living with COVID in our midst. Because the other way is just way too slow and snail pace.
Now, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is saying that he's expecting the GOP COVID-19 relief bill next week. The only thing that I know of that could be described as a COVID-19 relief bill is that stimulus bill.
Right. Well, what this appears to be, it appears to be a GOP-led version of that bill, from what we understand. And of course, the impasse remains between the White House and Pelosi and Schumer. And hopefully they're going to be, Pelosi and Schumer, that is, they're going to be feeling enough heat from people around the nation.
Well, their phones have been ringing off the hook at their offices and the messages. And, by the way, I had somebody call me and say that for over 3 days they had been trying to reach Nancy Pelosi to leave a message directly. And it's getting they're getting a message back that the voicemail can't take any more messages.
Well, yeah, and how? I'll bet. But see, that's the thing. And Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, you know, collectively the Democrat, the legislative elite there, they are the ones who are holding this up, and they're holding it up for political purposes. That much is obvious.
Well. Well, I was just going to say here, there's another poll, and we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but just to repeat this, 70% of Americans, when asked, support another stimulus payment coming from the government. They say they just got to have one more little help here, one more little helping hand.
Right, because, again, you see, Captain, here's the bottom line. They didn't do anything wrong. Right? The American people
Correct.
Didn't do anything wrong. It was as if you obliterated the economy, but it wasn't their fault. They didn't mismanage. They didn't do something wrong. And so this is there to help them. And when you play with that, at these political levels, like Nancy Pelosi is doing, I think it will galvanize people for maybe a generation. Who knows? Because hey, she's there to be able to render the aid, and she's not doing that.
Now, remember when President Trump, I think it was last fall, went to the hospital unexpectedly in the caravan, and he said he went for some more tests or something like that, and they just called and said, you know, can you do it now? And they did, and they said, well, no, he had this, he had that. Well, the rumor is that he had a mini stroke. That's out there again. But Trump's doctor came out and said he's never had a stroke or a mini stroke, period.
Well, right, and that's one of those things, Captain, I typically will file under the, you know, throw that up there and see if it sticks kind of a thing, because what that does is that gets thrown out there and it starts to be part of the news cycle.
And the one they need to start worrying about their health, and they really need to pay attention, is Joe Biden, because I'm telling you, he's got to be loaded up on some kind of dope. He really does, because one day he'll be fairly good, and then the next day he's like off the wall.
Well, exactly. And that's why I think the Trump story is really there to try to balance it out. And if you notice how a lot of people kind of jumped on that story anyway, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and because then suddenly it's all, you know, something could be wrong. But President Trump doesn't exhibit issues the way that Joe Biden does at all. In fact, if anything, the president comes off as robust and vigorous and can talk for hours on end if he has to. Joe Biden can't do any of those things.
All right, you'd hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back after this break with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And caller, hang on, I'm going to put that caller on hold. Whoops. There we go. I'm going to put that caller on hold. And folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Kenosha, Wisconsin to meet with law enforcement after protests, which were initially violent after the police shooting of Jacob Blake.
We're here to show our support for Kenosha and Wisconsin. The state of Wisconsin's been very good to me. I love the people. We've done a lot for the state, and we will continue to do a lot for the state. We're all in this together, and this was an example of what can happen when you do it right.
Governor Tony Evers called the National Guard, which came to stop the violence. The demonstrations are now continuing, although they're mostly peaceful. The president didn't mention the Jacob Blake shooting during his visit. Blake's uncle, Justin, said a meeting with the president wasn't necessary.
We don't have any words for the orange man. All I ask is that he keep his disrespect, his foul language far away from our family.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much for tuning in, and a special shout-out to all our listeners up there in Kentucky. Hope everybody up there is having a good old night up in the bluegrass state, if you will. And this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I will be at the Two Guys Gun Show in Sarasota on Saturday. Be there. The doors open at 9, and I'll be there till about 2 p.m. And I'll have my table, be giving away some free stuff, and hope to see many of our good friends down there in Sarasota. And again, that's at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. So Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The show goes on from 9 to 5. I'm only going to be there till 2 because at 2 o'clock, guess what? That's when they have the concealed carry class. All righty, let's go back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that North Korea is still pressing ballistic missile development against the UN sanctions.
This is exactly right, Captain. And there's a lot of concern about this because basically North Korea continues to get all the kinds of stuff that they might need, including trucks that would be used for missile launchers. They need common metals that they can put into their rockets. So they're, the United States government is warning the people that might deal in these kinds of things to remember that there are sanctions against North Korea, for example.
All right, hold that thought. Got a caller. Let's find out what the caller wants. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat, Captain. Hi, Kyle.
Hey,
I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your ratings. I remember how that feels, so that's fantastic. And I'm not surprised because you're very informative and you're very entertaining and upbeat. Keep up the good work.
All right, thank you. Okay, and yeah, our numbers are going up, and that's good. And by the way, like I said, that's our little code. Kyle and I don't know what we're talking about. We were on the first page.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, Captain, as I love to say, it's the fastest growing overnight radio program in America.
Yep.
The Captain's America. That's right.
Yep. Now, Bloomberg, the Bloomberg Group, which of course is his news group, Bloomberg News and whatnot, is saying that President Trump could win big on election night, but Joe Biden would still become the president. What the hell is he talking about?
Well, there's an analyst who talked with a program on HBO called Axios, and this is, as I said, an analyst group. The firm's called Hawkfish, and they have a CEO named Josh Mendelson, and he's basically talking about this thing that he's termed the Red Mirage, right? The Red Mirage. And this has to do with the idea that on election night, it might look like Trump wins in a landslide. But we have to wait until we count all of the, what they call legitimate votes of the mail-in votes, and we won't know for maybe, you know, some time after the election, but then it'll turn out that Biden got more votes than Trump.
You mean like in California where the 16 days they can count votes?
That's right, yeah. So again, this is why the mail-in voting, and, you know, and it's not about, like in California, Captain, we've been hearing commercials on the radio saying, well, you know, people who are 50 plus, they need special protection for the election, so everybody's going to get a ballot, this kind of thing. I don't really think it's about a health thing where the Democrats are concerned, because they know that they can use this, manipulate this in some way in order to do just like what we're hearing right here. In other words, don't believe it. Election night, Trump, in other words, they're almost telegraphing, Trump's going to win this. We understand it, but we're going to keep counting votes, quote unquote, until Biden wins.
Well, we do know about the voter harvesting, don't we?
Well, sure, that's right. You go through and you harvest the ballots and bring them in.
And it's legal in California, correct?
That's right. It's legal in California, but I think it's only legal in two states, I think.
California and Arizona.
That's right, yeah.
And Arizona was crazy when they passed that.
Well, sure. Again, it's not to be silly, but it's almost as if we know the election's not over if the Republican wins, because we haven't, quote-unquote, counted all the votes. So we just keep counting votes, quote-unquote, until the Democrat wins, and then we know the election's over. That's the logic of it.
Well, we'll see what happens, but, you know, this is why I'm saying that you need to get out, you need to vote, you need to go, if at all possible, and vote in person. Do not just throw something in the mail and think it's going to get there. And, again, in my state, we have the absentee ballots where signature counts. And I did hear something about, who was it? It was the ACLU was going to be challenging the rules that stated the signature on the envelope had to match the signature on file for the person for the vote to count.
Well, why not? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it just seems like, again, every ludicrous idea you can come up with, because now, well, if you're supposed to match the signatures, well, now we'll sue for that. Well, the signatures don't have to match, because it only makes sense that it would have to match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you were trying to purchase anything you'd ever need an ID for example.
Now, Attorney General Barr has issued new guidelines on the FBI surveillance of officials. Obviously, there are certain things you can do and can't do. You need to have a search warrant or a FISA warrant, if you will. We know all about FISA, don't we?
Oh, right.
Yeah, and if you don't have it, then you can't just go snooping on somebody. And last night, Sean Hannity revealed the fact that he had been spied on, as well as numerous other conservative television and radio hosts and columnists and this, that, and the other were being watched and spied on by the government.
Well, that's right. And part of what AG Barr is talking about is that anything, any warrant that, that will be gotten that goes after elected officials, they first have to be approved by the Justice Department and the leadership at the FBI before they go to the surveillance court, the FISA judges, for review. So they're trying to put some more steps in that process so we can't have just the fraud perpetrated on the court that we saw back in 2016.
Now, the United Arab Emirates and the Israelis, they've given a very warm welcome to the Israelis, reflecting the changing in the region. There are some other countries that may be coming aboard as well, recognizing Israel, their right to exist and whatnot, and signing a peace agreement. We think that we could see that as soon as sometime in the next month or two, but I don't know if we will or not.
Well, it's very possible, and I will tell you this, if the previous administration or any other Democrat administration for that matter was able to create the first peace agreement in the Middle East with Israel, with an Arab state, in this case the UAE, in the last 25 years, well, they'd go give that president another peace prize, basically. But Donald Trump, of course, is all suspect and whatnot, or simply being downplayed. But make no mistake, this is a major, major accomplishment. And there's one of the coverage, stories I saw was a picture of the Israeli National Security Advisor elbow bumping with an Emirati official as he began to leave Dubai. And so again, this is the kind of thing. This is where we're going to make real progress. And mm-hmm. be able to have the free exchange of travel and commerce with peace. This is worth everything. And, but unfortunately it's being downplayed, I guess, because, again, Trump is bad or something
yeah.
like that.
Now, I heard something last night, and I don't know how true it is, but I heard that the state police are coming into Portland, Oregon, to patrol along with the sheriff's deputies, the city police, and other agencies that were in the area. I heard that they were being deputized as federal law officers so that they could make arrests on federal charges. Now, I didn't know you could deputize a law officer to be like, say, maybe a United States Marshal deputy. That's the only thing I could think of you'd be deputized for. You're not going to be deputized to be in the FBI or something like that, right?
Yeah, that doesn't seem to follow at that level, but obviously they're trying to do whatever they can, and I think people would support, anything that would be done under the law, as long as it follows the by the book and everything.
Well, I think when they use the word deputize, I believe that's what a United States Marshal would be when you take someone like that that's already a certified law enforcement officer and move them over. But my point is there's a plan by the governor of Oregon to use sheriff's deputies from surrounding counties to help patrol Portland following the deadly shooting of the right-wing Trump supporter,
right.
Which, of course, has been sharply criticized by law enforcement officials, saying that it wouldn't end the cycle of violence. So we'll see what happens. And then we hear that they've, quote, deputized the state police that are coming in so that they can arrest them on federal charges.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're going to wrap things up with the look at your Truckers Highway and Bible report, so don't go anywhere. I'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on the Red Didio, and we appreciate her very much. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there, and everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Pliant J Truck Stop nearest you. When you see it out there in the highway, pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you were listening to the radio show. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee at the Pilot and Pliant J nearest you. All righty, here we go.
I am who I say I am. Not who you say I am. I'm an American. I'll be who I want to be. Not who you let me be. I'm an not American.
Brandon Strzok, the Walk Away Movement, and that's I Am an American. And I'm going to bring Kyle Warren in here, and you know the Walk Away Movement is, right?
Yeah, people walking away from the Democrat Party.
That's right, and I played that for all those people, so there you go. All right, I'm going to read this weather statement, and then Kyle's going to tell you what's going on out west. Continued heavy rainfall through Thursday will exacerbate the widespread ongoing flooding from northeastern Texas into western Arkansas. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect across that area. Dangerous heat is forecast to return to the desert southwest and California from Friday into next week. With excessive heat watches that have been issued right now. So you take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We are looking at some excessive heat watches right now all through southern Arizona, the Phoenix area, of course, up through Kingman, on through to through the California deserts. And we are going to be heating up here in Southern California and most of California as we head into the weekend. And right now in Phoenix, we're looking at the temperatures in the hundreds, so they're already going to be hot. They could get hotter as well. Las Vegas in the low hundreds right now as well. Forecast for the daytime, of course, it's probably about 80 or somewhere in there right now in Las Vegas, 87 perhaps. But as we move up through the central part of California, as we go up Highway 99 towards Fresno, we're looking at highs right now of 96, and again, that can increase. We do have an air quality alert up in Northern California, or Central California, I should say, along the area of Modesto, and moving on over to Yosemite National Park, where we've got Tuolumne County and Mariposa County as well. That's wildfire smoke. And the excessive heat watch continues all the way up basically to the Oregon border, where we run into a heat advisory. Now, also in Montana, in Helena, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, all over the pretty much the entire west eastern part of the state, you've got fire weather warnings there. Idaho looks quiet. The frost advisory has dropped off from there. We've been reporting for the last couple of days. But in Wyoming, in Casper, along I-25, you've got fire weather warning as well, and that also covering a large part of the state of Wyoming. So that's what it's looking like out west right now, Captain. Smooth sailing, by the way, it looks like right now, if you're headed up to 15 in California through the Cajon Pass.
All righty, and the western half of North Dakota, western half of South Dakota, to include Rapid City, you've got a fire weather threat there. You've also got some fog that's come in suddenly into the southwestern corner of Iowa and the northwestern corner of Missouri, so some fog that's just settled into there, so be careful. And, of course, the rain, it starts down around San Antonio, northwestern part of San Antonio, comes up to the Metroplex and goes up I-35 almost all the way to Oklahoma City, and then comes across I-30 into Arkansas, up to Little Rock, over to Memphis, and along I-40 from about Fort Smith all the way to Memphis. So you got rain through there, flood warnings and watches there. A heat advisory for southwest Florida from Tampa down to about Fort Myers and inland to about U.S. 27. Heat advisory there for some very warm temperatures today. A heat advisory for the northwest corner of South Carolina. And I-95 East, North Carolina, all the way from the South Carolina border to the Virginia border and up towards Chesapeake Bay as well. A high heat advisory in there for some really warm temperatures today. And then way up on the border with Canada, Michigan. You got a gale warning up there. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And now we will jump on over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
How about the president taking a little trip to Kenosha, Wisconsin, getting a lot of flack for it from the people on the other side of the aisle, but I saw a lot of happy campers and thousands of people lined up along the motorcade route waving at him and whatnot, so I think it was very successful. Plus, he told the people in Kenosha, the officials, that they were going to start out with $42 million to help them rebuild, and we'll see where everything goes from there.
Well, you know, I don't think, based on the pictures, when he was touring the area, I don't think we realized the extent of the militant protest of the damage that was caused. I mean, it was really quite remarkable. I think it was a very shrewd move, and I don't think he went there necessarily all about politics. I think he needed to see and wanted to see up close and for real what these militant protests have produced in places like Kenosha, Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis. It was really stunning. I think that he got certainly a much better reception than he in Kenosha than he ever would have gotten anyplace else. So Kenosha was a good pick.
Yeah, and everybody received it quite well. He talked to the police. He went into one of their sessions where they were giving them their marching orders as to what they were going to go out and do and all that stuff. And again, Wisconsin is an area that is very patriotic, very American, and with a couple of exceptions, but I think what he did was in the best interests of the country, the citizens, and they can say all they want on the other side of the aisle, but he is the president, and that's what presidents do.
Well, I think more so, too, I also think it was very good that he took A.G. Barr with him.
And Chad Wolf, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but Barr especially because the Department of Justice has dispatched 100 related investigators
mm-hmm.
to Kenosha to get through the protests and the money and the travel and the
mm-hmm.
you know
yep.
the hotels and all those other kinds of things. And so I think it kind of would have, I think it lit a little bit of a fire of expediency under the Department of Justice and the FBI and the Marshals Service on prosecuting these people. So I think while it was good for Trump, I think it was even better for A.G. Barr.
Yeah, because we're hearing that people that have been arrested so far in all of the different cities and whatnot are from 40 different states.
Correct.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Here comes the music. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the top of the hour news, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and it's going to be a busy little morning, couple of really good segments coming up, so get the coffee ready, get the donut ready, or the popcorn, or whatever it is that you're nibbling on, and Denise and I will be right back right after the top of the hour news. This is Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
at shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.